Jason, what a game, first of all, but a big relief, I'm sure, to have come on the right side of it.
Yeah, of course, you know, especially with what's happened in our previous two home games. You know, after taking a lead and then being pegged back, it was, you know, it was really nice just to obviously get the 3 points. But, you know, I felt on, you know, sort of, you know, on, based on 90 minutes, I thought we thoroughly deserved the game. We created a number of chances, but just disappointed, obviously, to concede the 3 goals.
Was it a 5-3 scoreline? Was your superiority more than that, did you feel?
I felt so. You know, I felt we did well, and I think if you analyse the goals we conceded today, you know, we know we should have done better. But, you know, the most important thing was to get the 3 points to win the game, and, you know, especially being here at home as well, and we've managed to do that.
I'll mention the defending because you brought it up. I mean, that would be a concern, wouldn't it? That you're conceding similar sort of goals in recent matches.
Yeah, we've conceded a couple of goals, obviously, from direct play and not managing to get the first contact. But, you know, we're a good side and we're unique in terms of how we want to play and how we do play. It's, you know, that is probably one of our weaknesses at this current time. And what we've got to do is make sure that, you know, we continue to work on it and, you know, so it don't happen too often. But, you know, our style of play is obviously getting the ball on the ground and developing good footballers, and, you know, we'll continue to do that. But, you know, it's disappointing to concede the goals we have done again. But let's not take nothing away from a fantastic performance.
Yeah, I mean, the flip side of that is if you are going to concede 3, you've got the firepower on your side to score 5. 5 different players scoring today.
Yeah, 5 different players scoring, which is a boost. You know, Harry Arter's obviously got 2-2 now, so delighted for him. But yeah, it was one of them games, you know, especially you've seen it from the touchline, that we always felt we could create chances, and then it was just a matter of whether we take them or not. And, you know, certainly today we've took 5 of the chances that, you know, we've had, and, you know, in reflection of the game, we should have and probably should have scored more.
And fast starts have become a regular thing as well. Not many faster than today's 39 seconds.
Yeah, incredibly fast. You know, we do like to start the game quickly. You know, I'm sure every team does, but you don't expect to score after 39 seconds.
Yeah.
But that's a wonderful start for us. And, you know, in some respects might have come a little bit too early because we went a little bit negative after that first goal. And it wasn't until we really got a second one that we started to, you know, sort of believe in ourselves a little bit more. But, you know, as I say, we're absolutely delighted with the performance overall and the 3 points.
How important for Callum to get back on the goal sheet today?
Yeah, really important. You know, Callum's a threat. You know, he was a threat all day today. He didn't have too many chances, but he kept making the runs. He kept working hard, and, you know, he got his just rewards for all the hard work he put in throughout the game with the chance. And I've got to say, you know, he took it wonderfully well.
What about all this to do about the goalkeeper's handball or not handball outside the box? It was a remarkable few minutes of circumstances there. What was your view from the touchline?
My first thought, honestly, was the goalkeeper was out his area, and I felt sort of obviously looking at his reaction as well suggested that. But you know, I've seen it again. He was outside. The referee and the linesman have, you know, have got it wrong. Unfortunately, probably for us at the time. But you know, we managed the game well after that, and, you know, we didn't lose our focus and get frustrated, and, you know, we kept going, and, you know, we've ended up winning the game.
The top of the championship is a remarkably competitive area, but you're back on top of it this evening. How much is that credit is due to your players for that?
Huge credit, and I think huge credit to everyone, you know, associated with the football club, and that's, you know, the fans that come here week in, week out, and, you know, give their support, and, you know, everybody that works here, you know, everyone that works extremely hard. That's our ethos, that's our philosophy. And, you know, it's nice to see that we're performing well, and, you know, we're getting our rewards for all the hard work that everybody's put in. You know, the challenge for us now is not only to stay at the top, is to try and see how, you know, what kind of lead we can get at the top of the table. And that's now our challenge, and that's now our aim.
Finally, scoring 5 is a great way to warm up for a small matter of Liverpool coming on Wednesday. What's going to be the approach in terms of what strength of team and things you play? I don't want you to tell us your team, but you made 10 changes in the last round. Is it likely to be similar this time, or more of a mix and match?
We'll certainly make a few changes. You know, the lads that have played in the cup games have done incredibly well, and, you know, they deserve to play. I'm not saying we're going to make 10 changes, but, you know, I'm sure there'll be sort of a few changes to the team. And our approach is no different to every game that we've played this season. You know, we want to go out there. We want to put on a good performance first and foremost, and, you know, we want to give a good account of ourselves. And, you know, hopefully we can do that. And, you know, no better way to do it in front of the Sky cameras and in front, you know, and against quality opposition like Liverpool.